So last week, we had a different parable about the king coming and about the sheep and the goats and what it means to separate people from other people, those who keep awake and those who do not. So we might wonder why on this first Sunday of Advent, we're not talking about baby Jesus, we're talking about when the Master comes again, what often is called our second Advent. When Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. We talk about that because right here, right now, we're living in what we call the both and. We're living in the time that Christ already came as the baby, grew to be an adult, died on the cross, rose and went into heaven. And that we live out as followers of Jesus, we live out of that reality that has happened. That we are living in the kingdom that Christ proclaimed in the synagogue long ago. So that's the both and, because the and part is this one, that he's coming again to complete the work. So the kingdom is here, but not complete. The kingdom is now and will be complete in the future. So it is both. And as we live in this reality of both and, we have another reality that kind of plays the same thing with us. And that's the reality of the world. That as the followers of Christ in worship, we call this season Advent. But if you turn your TV on, they call this season Christmas. Christmas does not come for those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ until the birth of Christ. We are in that time of waiting, in that time of planning, in that time of preparing, not just for the celebration of his birth, but we're in that time of planning and waiting and preparing for his coming again. Now, if we paid attention, and I didn't pay as well attention as those who came in early worship did, if we pay attention to the necessity of watchfulness that's in this passage, it talks about the man going on a journey. Basically, God, through Jesus Christ, when he ascended into heaven, left the world to us, didn't he? His servants, the body of Christ. And that he gave us work to do. He commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. We all have tasks to do with God being still in heaven. And then we're reminded to keep awake, to do the work that we're called to do, because we never know when the parsonage inspection is going to happen. So we might have dirty laundry. We might have dishes in the sink. We might not have mowed the lawn in months. The dust might be so high that they go, we need a new church family. But in essence, you never know when company's coming, do you, unless they call ahead. You know, you never know when John Rogers is going to ring your doorbell and want to visit you. You got to be awake and alert for that visit. Well, this is the same that Jesus is trying to tell us about the time when he will come again. That we have got to be awake. We have got to be alert. We have got to be doing the work that God has set before us to do. It is not our task to sit and wait and watch for the signs that, you know, if you watch the news, you might be thinking, well, I think he's coming tomorrow, because we've got all those signs that I read in all that apocalyptic scripture. You know, we've got hurricanes, we've got earthquakes, we've got crazy people in power all over the world. We've got wildfires, we've got floods. Jesus is coming again. So I'm just going to pack my bags and be ready. That's not what the scripture says. And that's not what we are called to do, because we don't know when that time is coming. So we should always be in a state of readiness. We should always be alert to where God can use us, where we see God show up. You saw God show up. And she was aware enough to know that that stranger who brought her tissue was a gift from God. But sometimes God shows up in a different way. Sometimes God shows up in a need that we have the gift and the graces to fulfill. So when God shows up and says, here's someone who needs you because you are the perfect person to either offer a word of encouragement, to offer a helping hand, to offer maybe some good mechanical assistance, whatever it is that God has gifted you to do and be, if we are awake and alert, we can be part of the people who show hope to the world. But it comes down to one of two things. What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for Christmas? Are we waiting for something to happen at Christmas? Or are we waiting for someone to come into our lives? You know, are we waiting for a who, or are we waiting for a what? If we're waiting for a what, we're planning for an event. If we're waiting for a who, we're planning our hearts for him to dwell in our lives. So we have a choice in this Advent season. We have a choice to give in to the what and give in to the things that we believe make us happy, to move into traditions that may be about the world, or we have the choice to step into Christ's story. We have the choice to be an angel telling someone, do not be afraid. Christ is here and with you. We have the choice to be the prophet who proclaims that Christ is coming. We have the choice to engage in time of worship and surround ourselves with the things that remind us that Christ is what Christmas is really about. And this Advent time of waiting and preparing means we have hearts, our own and those we love, to prepare for the indwelling babe. Because think about that. Emmanuel, God with us. Christ, the Christ in me, sees the Christ in you. We need to prepare our hearts for the gift of the Christ child within us. We need to prepare those we love for a message of hope, because they are going to be afraid. They are going to be anxious. They are going to be all the things that the world creates. And it is our task to remind them that there is hope, that we do not have to give in to fear. We do not have to give in to what the world is proclaiming all over the place about hate, about ugliness, because we live differently. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, are people of hope. We're people of peace. We're people of joy. We're people of love. And we tell them about the light of the world. So what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for something to happen? Or are we waiting for someone who God's going to send our way that we can share the message of hope? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.